As I mentioned earlier, there are several triggers that trigger the downstream signal of inflammation, both in adaptive immune response, but also in the innate immune response. And whether it's pollutants, cigarettes, allergens, or microbial agents, the epithelium is important first defense. And in susceptible individuals, there is a release of these alarmins that I mentioned, TSLP, IL-33, and IL-25. These cytokines activate adaptive immune response, driving the dendritic cell-mediated differentiation of Th2 lymphocytes, leading to B-cell-dependent production of IgE. That's in the role of like allergic type of asthma. But also, they can elicit innate immune cells, like Dr. Cohen mentioned, innate lymphocyte C2, non-allergic mechanism, and trigger the similar T2 inflammation downstream signal through a different mechanism, but with similar end result. Furthermore, some of these alarmins can trigger non-T2 airway inflammation, and that has to be kept in mind as well. But on this slide, you see the T2 airway inflammation that is triggered by alarmins, both through adaptive and innate immune cells.